My name is Cheyenne Brunzel, and I am chef and owner of Fat Girls of Cooking, LLC. I am a full-service catering company here in Pittsburgh. I specialize in Southern comfort foods with a little special flair. I also cook gourmet food. I pretty much cook everything. Both of my grandparents were from the South, and they both could cook very well. I just learned how to cook at a really young age, and it's just something that I've always loved to do. Maybe about 15 years ago, I started cooking out of my house, and people ask you to bring food to the cookout or Thanksgiving, Christmas, the family gatherings that we're having, reunions, whatever it may be. So from there, people just start asking me like, well, how much would you charge me if you made this? It just boom from there, and it just took off. Growing up, you know, in the kitchen cooking, like I said, I was a big girl. So my brother used to always be like, fat girls in the kitchen cooking again. I really didn't pay no attention to it, and I don't have low self-esteem anyway, so it really didn't bother me. As my business took off, it turned into PHAT, which is pretty hot and tempting. So pretty hot and tempting cooking is good. It's good. I pretty much use herbs every single day that I am cooking. Some kind of herb has to be in the dish every day in everything. I am a Southern cook, but my favorite food is Italian food. So, of course, oregano, basil, cilantro. Oregano, I think, probably would be my favorite. You know, I make my sub hero seasoning with oregano and olive oil, stuff like that. Sometimes dishes depend more on fresh herbs than dried. Fresh herbs actually freshen up the dish that you have more so than the dried ones. If I'm making like some kind of a summer salad or something like that, I would be more apt to use the fresh herbs. I was raised by my grandparents. My grandmother worked at the city county building, so I was always around political functions and things of that nature. I was always around those type of things, and food was always involved. Food is universal. If you have food around, you can get people to talk about anything. You can get people to sit around and have conversations about politics, the community, mental health, whatever the issue may be. As long as you have some good food, you're bound to get a conversation. My granddad is the reason why I tell you this, that I love beans, which utilize a lot of herbs and seasonings and stuff when I make my beans, because I make them probably not the way that I grew up making them, but I like expanded on the recipe that he had. There was some good herbs. There was something that he used to put on top, and it's called cha-cha. And it had a lot of herbs and onions and green peppers and everything in it. I still make that till this day. It's one of the things I love to death. I learned how to make my own pasta sauce. Shout out to Miss Minnie. She's deceased, but my grandma's best friend when I was about 11. She taught me how to make pasta sauce. I've never eaten sauce out of a jar since. I'm making myself. For me, it's stimulating. I get to learn a lot of stuff. I've always been an avid reader. I love books, period. So looking at different recipes, it's just something that I've always enjoyed. It's like music. As chefs, we have to be creative. Music is creative. It's an art, sort of. I'm really excited about being one of the chefs that was accepted into the Catapult. There's so much that Catapult is offering small businesses in the Pittsburgh area. It's like an amazing new start. I'm definitely glad that I got chosen to be a part of it. You can look me up at Fat Girls of Cooking on Facebook, Fat Girls of Cooking on Instagram, or just give me a call.